The valley got pounded by monsoon rains this week, but our region is still in a mega drought and facing a troubled water future. And over the weekend, we got some bad news on that front. We might think of Lake Powell as a great place to spend a little vacation time, but it's also the nation's second largest reservoir, and it just reached a new historic low, dropping to 3,555 feet. It's been dwindling for some time, but this latest drop has some broad implications for our state's water future. Joining us now to plumb the waters of this story is Luke Runyon, who covers the Colorado River for KUNC in Colorado. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's put this into context. And starting with this latest drop, what does 3,555 feet mean in terms of our water supply?
Yeah, and this is 3,555 feet above sea level.
Right.
I think important to mention that. But really, this is a decline that's important because Lake Powell is really the first big bucket on the Colorado River. These major rivers that make up the basin's headwaters all drain into Lake Powell. And so it becomes this barometer for how much water is entering the whole Colorado River system, which more than 40 million people rely on for drinking and irrigation water throughout the Southwest. And talking to scientists, they say that Lake Powell is really where climate change shows up in terms of the river's water supply. Hmm. Powell's level tends to fluctuate a lot more than Lake Mead downstream. And so to see this big upstream reservoir decline to a record low, I think is pretty alarming to people. It has implications for hydropower production at Glen Canyon Dam, which is what holds up Lake Powell. Mm-hmm. It also affects recreation at the reservoir. Already there have been a lot of boat ramps that have closed due to low water, and more are mm-hmm. forecast to close in the coming weeks as it drops. And Lake Powell just hit this record low. By next spring, it's projected to drop at least 40 more feet.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about why this is. Like, you've reported that this is essentially all about supply and demand on the Colorado River, right?
Yeah, I think sometimes we get focused just on the supply side of the equation. We have the drought and climate change that is limiting water supplies throughout the basin. But there's also a demand side, which is how much water cities and farmers and industry throughout our region are using. Mm-hmm. And if you're just talking about the limited supply, that's really only half the story. We as a society have to reduce uses on the Colorado River. That's kind of the simple answer. We have a reduced supply. Our demand for water has to match that decline. It has to, you know, be reduced in order to match the reduction in supplies that we're seeing. Otherwise, these big reservoirs are going to keep declining, which is what we're seeing now. It's this mismatch between supply and demand that shows up in these big reservoirs.
Right, right. So Lake Mead, which is Lake Powell's sort of sister reservoir, right, is also at a record low. What does all of this mean for how we can plan our region's water future?
I would say that we are approaching a reckoning on water use yeah. in the West and in the Southwest. It's become kind of this critical issue. And we haven't really had to curb our uses in any big way just yet. But that's about to change. We're going to hear a lot more over the next few weeks because of this federal shortage declaration that's going to be taking place in August. That's decided based on the level of Lake Mead. That declaration is going to mean mandatory conservation is going to go into effect for some users in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. If it keeps dropping, California will also feel some of that pinch as well. And, you know, this is really just an issue that cities and farmers throughout the Colorado River Basin can't ignore anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we also have been getting completely pummeled by rain in the valley over the weekend. You know, a record monsoon season so far. Things are looking good on that front. Does that help at all when we're talking about drought and water supply?
It certainly helps, but probably not as much as you might think. The Colorado River is really snowmelt driven. So I think if you're a water manager, you would much rather see giant snowdrifts in winter mm. than sheets of rain coming in the summer months. But it certainly helps with soil moisture, which has been record dry across the region. We've seen that play a really large role in water supply in the basin over the last several years. And I don't think anyone's saying that the rains that Arizona is seeing are going to be a drought buster.
Right.
But as they say, we always need the moisture. So anything, even if it's just rain, it helps.
Okay, so not totally raining on our parade there. Get that one. All right.
Yes.
All right. That is KUNC's Luke Runyon joining us this morning. Luke, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren.